The tale of Munsunamä Forest has been described by filmmaker Denis Kask, who hails from Tarvasto. In his article, Before Dark in a Horse-Drawn Carriage, from the courtyard of Siasara Tavern to Munsunamä Forest.
The Munsunamä Forest, located along Viljandirungu Highway, has been feared since ancient times. Before stepping into the woods, it was necessary to tighten the rope of the horse collar around one's chest, place the whip at arm's length, and whoever happened to have a rifle had to prepare to load it after each shot. Only then could one proceed. The name Verilaske Stream, descending from the uplands of Holstre, also drove fear into the hearts of many. More than 100 years ago, the name of the settlement of Holstre-Nymme was Munsunamä. The first half of the name derives from the Russian word to put into uniform, or to take as a soldier, which in the vernacular sounded like Munserdama or Munsuma. In the village of Nymme, 16 half-acre plots were raffled off between soldiers who had served the crown for 25 years. In this way, the crown took care of the men drafted into the army from the crown manor of Holzvershof. Today, in Holstre-Nymme, there is a memorial stone dedicated to a tax official who was killed on the 20th of October, 1905. The tale of the killing is as follows. On the way from Munsunamä to Holstre was a tavern called Primassu, the name of which soon became Pirmastu in the local vernacular. Here, the first drink was always given for free. In Russia, the Excise Act was the law of the land. A total of 30% of the money from the sale of vodka belonged to the state as excise tax. It was the duty of the excise officials to check whether the law was being observed at the points of sale. Late on the morning of October 20th, 1905, there was one visitor in the tavern, Sugla Hannes. The man had 15 years of service to the crown behind him. Having been severely wounded in Manchuria, he was released from the military service. When leaving the military, he purchased an American single-barrel rifle. Behind the counter, the innkeeper fumbled with some papers. From the highway, the approaching passenger carriage could be heard. In front of the tavern, it stopped. "Mr. Tarasov, like clockwork." "It's better if I'm alone." What was said was meant for Sugla Hannes, who nodded and said goodbye. At the door, he met the excise official, Tarasov. Mr. Tarasov said he was running short on time. The official and the coachman were offered a quick evening meal. The tax money and papers were put in a strong box with iron corners, which was placed in a locked storage container under the coachman's seat. They said goodbye, with the coachman shouting, "Spogam!" And the journey continued in the direction of Viratsi Tavern. A verst separated Pirmastu from Munsunamä. Sugla Hannes reached the side of the road below the meadow at Vardja. He listened. One could hear the crunching of the carriage's rubber tires on the gravel road, the rhythm of the horse, and the voice of the coachman. "Davai, jiva!" With three jumps, the ambusher was across the road. A gunshot rang out. The coachman swearing in Russian, the crack of the whip and the galloping of hooves could be heard. Early in the morning, the bailiff, village policeman, and a couple of representatives of the criminal department arrived at Pirmastu Tavern. During the course of the investigation, it became clear that the culprit was Sugla Hannes, whose shot had mistakenly killed state official Alexander Tarasov, although the killer had targeted the coachman to stop the vehicle and steal the money. The report includes the following conclusion. The death of the money courier was an accident, with the treasury money being saved by the courage of the coachman. The coachman received an award. Sugla Hannes was sentenced to lifelong forced labor for the killing of a person of national importance. For a long time, a spirit horrified passers-by and continued to wave its wings at Munsunamä, what is now Pirmastu-Nymme.